From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this edition of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called Faith, the Protection of the Family, a message which concentrates upon the faith of Moses' parents. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, It Will Not Be Long. The text is James chapter 5 and verse 8. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. The last word in the canticle of love is, Make haste, my beloved. And among the last words of the Apocalypse we read, The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, to which the heavenly Bridegroom answers, Surely I come quickly. Love longs for the glorious appearing of the Lord, and enjoys this sweet promise, The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. This stays our minds as to the future. We look out with hope through this window. This sacred window of agate lets in a flood of light upon the present, and puts us into fine condition for the immediate work or for suffering. Are we tried? Then the nearness of our joy whispers patience. Are we growing weary because we do not see the harvest of our seed sowing? Again, this glorious truth cries to us, Be patient. Do our multiplied temptations cause us in the least to waver? Then the assurance that before long the Lord will be here preaches to us from this text, Establish your hearts. Be firm, be stable, be constant, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Soon will you hear the silver trumpets which announce the coming of your King. Be not in the least afraid. Hold the fort, for he is coming. Yea, he may appear this very day.
Times the day seems gone, but I
of the great classics of Christian literature, A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God is remarkable for its impact on the lives of countless believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The product of a lifelong passion for knowing God in an intimate, soul-refreshing relationship, this small volume exposes the roadblocks that keep us from fully knowing God, reveals our responsibility of the pursuit, and ultimately leads us into the very presence of God Himself. Some of the chapter titles include Following Hard After God, Restoring the Creator-Creature Relation, and The Sacrament of Living. As you read and study Tozer's penetrating insights, you will learn the meaning of Paul's words in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know Him. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer complete reprints of this timeless devotional help free of charge. For your copy of The Pursuit of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of The Pursuit of God, and we'll be glad to provide it. Text for this message is found in verses 23 through 29 of Hebrews 11, the section that speaks of Moses. In this particular message, Dr. Cairns is focusing upon verse 23, which deals with the faith of Moses' parents. In the face of Pharaoh's command that all male Hebrew children were to be slain, Moses' parents first hid the new baby for 3 months. Then they placed him in an ark of bulrushes, abandoning him to the mercy of God. In a message entitled, Faith, the Protection of the Family, Dr. Cairns demonstrates how Moses' parents sought to exercise a godly influence on their son as long as they could. we'll see their faith in God that caused them to disobey the king's command, providing an important lesson in the relationship between Christians and the civil government. Further, we'll note the providence of God in causing Pharaoh's daughter to find Moses. God provides, protects, and prepares those whom he intends to use in his service. Now here is Dr. Cairns to continue this message.
There can be no competition with Christ in the life of a believer. If anyone or anything ever comes to take the preeminent place of Christ in our lives, to command our consciences, to hold us captive, we must cut asunder. But there are many times when the Lord graciously lets our interests be intertwined with his interests. And I think you know that that's the usual thing. Trials are not the lot of the people of God in the sense that all they have are trials. Oh, we have our trials, all right. We know that. But commonly, the Lord so works our affairs that he intertwines our interests with his interests. And if our natural affections are held under the sway of the grace of God and the Word of God, so that we don't interpret the Scripture in the light of our desires, but we hold our desires under the sway of the Scriptures, we will find that generally the Lord will do for us what he did here for the parents of Moses. He will work out his purposes and he will give us our heart's desire. You turn to the 37th Psalm, and you will find how sweetly the psalmist works this out. Here is, again, a general statement. Let me say, regarding, however, even the general promises of Scripture, they are always to be appropriated by faith. They're not simply to be taken, well, there we have it in pen and ink. Now, I'm going to take a nonchalant stand on it. Every promise in the book is not yours until God seals it to your heart, and by faith you receive it. Now, in Psalm 37, however, we have verse 3, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." You will notice the emphasis on God's people enjoying the fulfillment of their natural affections and their natural desires. This is what happened with the parents of Moses. The lesson, however, is clear. We should always hold ourselves entirely under the sway of God's word and God's grace. And thus these people fearlessly defied the law of an ungodly monarch. They were not afraid of the king's commandment. They were breaking Egyptian law in hiding Moses. It's a sad day for Egypt. It's a sad day indeed for any nation when Moses' parents or people like them would have to disobey the law to save the lives of their own children. You think of parents, Christian parents, in a place like China today. Think of what suffering must be theirs. We hear so little about it. So little comes out of that closed country. But in China today, if you have more than one or two children, you're going to be forcibly made to have abortions to kill your children, or forcibly rendered incapable of having children. You'll see what a burden that will put on Christian parents, where the Pharaoh in China commands them that their children must be killed. And I have no doubt that many a time, a modern example of Moses' parents has had to come along, one way or another, fight to break the ungodly law to keep the lives of their children. They were not afraid of the king's commandment. Now magistrates, and by that we mean rulers, greater and lesser, are to be obeyed. They're the ministers of God. Generally, they are to be obeyed. The laws of Egypt were to be obeyed by Israelites, generally, and they did. And you will notice in the book of Exodus that when those laws were cutting very sore against the children of Israel, and they were even being unjustly used against the children of Israel, they still obeyed those laws. They obeyed the laws of the land. Because lawlessness and anarchy are never to be a part of a Christian's testimony. The lawless one in Scripture is the title of the Antichrist. And no Christian can ever have a testimony of being a lawless anarchist. That's no part of his testimony. But as in this case, when the law commands what God prohibits, that law is to be disobeyed. When the law prohibits what God commands, that law is to be disobeyed. And the ruler who sets it up is to be disobeyed in that thing. He may be held in respect in other areas. He may be obeyed in other areas. But where he commands what God has prohibited, where he prohibits what God has commanded, then he is to be disobeyed in good conscience unto the Lord. We find that in Acts 4, Peter says, whether it's right that we should obey you more than God, you judge. In other words, he says it's a self-evident truth, even to you rulers, that you can't take the place of God. In Acts 5:29, he said, we must obey God rather than man. In Daniel 3:16-18, when their own lives were going to be forfeit as a result, as it appeared to them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego looked the king in the eye and they said, we will not obey your law. We will not do it. That's the spirit of Moses' parents. They defied the law of the king because it commanded what God prohibited, the murder of their children. It prohibited what God commanded, and that was that parents would rightly, fully, wholeheartedly protect their children and rear them in the fear and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And because the king flew in the face of God's command, they disobeyed him. The magistrate is the servant of God. But it does not belong to the servant to overthrow the express will of his master. But he does so. He's a rebel. He's the lawbreaker and not the people like Moses' parents. Now, of course, I'm only scratching the surface of a vast, vast field of study. The whole idea of the church's relationship to the state comes in here. The whole idea of the Christian's relationship to the state, the whole idea of a Christian's obligation to Caesar comes in here. All I would say is that these are the basic rules for church and Christian. I would say also that you will be very careful to keep out personal considerations. There are laws that I don't want to obey. I have to admit that. When I'm in a hurry to get to Toronto, and I have 1,000 miles, mostly of open road before me, especially if I'm going up What is it, 77 and on through that way, where you travel for miles without seeing much traffic, especially if I'm traveling at a time of the day or night when there's even less traffic in the road. I personally feel that it is an awful imposition for anybody to keep me within 25 miles of the speed limit. But unfortunately, I have to more or less stick to it. I'm not going to say I stick to it. I'm not going to be a liar and say that I wouldn't go over 55 miles an hour. If I can get away with doing 60, I'll do 60. If I can get away with, if they would let me do 100, I would do it. You see, I grew up in Britain where they allow you to do that sort of thing. And it's hard to forget that I'm over there. But seriously, when they say that, you've got to do it. When they put a school zone sign up, I've got to do it. I may be in a hurry to get somewhere, but I've got to obey that. When Tim Farr comes to me every year and says it's time for me to make up your taxes, I don't like it. He's a good friend, but man, at that time he seems like less than a friend. When he comes over and says, you've got to have a check for this and a check for that, I don't like it. And I'd be a liar if I said I did like it. And if I could get out of it, I would get out of it. I think I'm paying the greatest bunch of lying, twisted criminals that you can think of when you get into the tax service. And I feel that I can rationalize, they're going to make me pay up, but they force people to be liars and criminals. I've known that. I've seen it happen. But my personal comfort doesn't come into this. My personal interest can't come into this. No Jew liked to have to pay tribute to Caesar. Every false Messiah who came along told them, stop paying tribute to Caesar, because Caesar is a conqueror of this land. He is a usurper of this throne. Don't pay tribute to Caesar. That's what all the false messiahs said. Jesus Christ came along and he said, render to Caesar what belongs to him. His imprint is on the money. Give it to him. It wasn't very popular. But you see, the Lord Jesus was emphasizing this. What is purely personal for our comfort is not a biblical ground for breaking the law. But God's law is. And when a church is commanded, you will not preach, then it's going to preach. It should preach. In Northern Ireland some time ago, we had a law enacted. They're trying to bring something even worse in at the moment. But they have a law enacted in the 1970s, it prohibited more than two people meeting publicly in the street, two or three people. So that wiped out open-air meetings, street meetings as you call them. Now, street preaching in Northern Ireland has been something that has been carefully cultivated over many, many decades. And all around the country, Christians have gone out preaching in the open air. The government came along and said, you won't do it, and a lot of Christians gave in. The Free Presbyterian Church said, we will not stop preaching in the open air. You can do whatever you want to do, and you can have whatever reasons you say you have, but when you start touching us and saying, you're not going out to preach the way you've always done, then you and us, we're going to have a conflict. We wouldn't give in.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.